Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. Are you still in the process of choosing homeschool curriculum? It's a challenge, right? That's why I asked my guest today to help us. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, I'd love to connect with you on Instagram. You can follow me at instagram.com/psychowithsix. If you're obviously a homeschooler, I'll follow back. I love seeing what's happening in your world. I want to thank my sponsor for this episode, Teach a Child to Read. As you may know, I write Grammar Galaxy, an elementary language arts curriculum. The most common question I get about it is, when can my child start? Grammar Galaxy is for beginning readers. If your child is still learning to read, you'll want to listen to this message from Mary Gallagher.
Thanks for allowing me to share with your Homeschool Sanity listeners, Melanie. I'm Mary Gallagher, and as co-author of the book, Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books, I am excited to talk to you about our unique and highly reviewed book, Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books by Mark Thogmartin and Mary Gallagher, that's me, is a balanced, common sense approach to teaching your child to read. We know that not all children learn in the same way, and this is as true with reading instruction as it is with any other academic subject or life skill. We guide you in creating reading instruction that fits your child's needs and allows you to respond to his or her individual needs and strengths. In Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books, we explain both the philosophy and the methodology associated with a balanced approach to reading instruction. Children are hardwired to learn language, and so we recommend capitalizing on the inclination toward language acquisition inherent in all children as they explore the printed word through published children's books and stories that they themselves will write. Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books is featured as a top product in Kathy Duffy's release of 102 Top Picks for Homeschool Curriculum. That is quite an honor and something we are particularly proud of. This is what Kathy Duffy has to say about Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books. I would love to see every parent of preschoolers read this book before making a decision about purchasing any other program. End quote. Wow. The reason for this recommendation and the reason we know that our book sets us apart from other reading programs on the market is because we don't ask you to invest in expensive and cumbersome phonics or reading programs. We teach you how to use authentic children's literature and easy reader books that you can get at your local library. We show you how to integrate real books as opposed to the boring and/or contrived phonics readers that most children are exposed to as young readers. Both Mark and I have extensive backgrounds in teaching reading. Mark has a master's degree and PhD and was a reading recovery teacher before becoming a principal. I have a master's degree in literacy and spent many years teaching young readers, struggling readers, and Title I students. I have also been a literacy coach to both teachers and parents. I served in a unique position at a school where I got to work with parents who were teaching their children at home. This served me well as I partnered with Mark on writing the newest edition of this book. Chapter 5 is the pivotal chapter in our book that sets us apart from all other reading programs. We call this chapter Using Real Books. We believe with good children's literature, some strategic planning, and the guidance provided throughout Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books, you can create a literacy-rich environment and lay the foundation for early literacy skills without spending money on various reading programs and packaged systems that could cost you hundreds of dollars. We believe real books offer opportunities to foster a love for reading in a way no packaged program ever can. We give you the skills to create lessons that work for you and your child and propel them through each reading stage by capitalizing on their natural curiosity and teachable moments. We provide you with templates, checklists, book lists, and strategies that cover each component of a balanced literacy curriculum, helping you create activities, learning opportunities, and lessons that support your child from pre-reader all the way to fluency and beyond. But don't just take our word for it. We constantly receive testimonials about our book and this approach to reading. Here is what one parent had to say. I am the queen of trying new reading curricula, thinking that it would help my struggling reader. None of the curricula that I tried worked. What truly worked for my children and me was using the ideas from Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books. If I had to do it over again, I would just buy Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books and use my library card. I would have saved a lot of money. End quote. If you are getting ready to teach a child to read or just want to be prepared when that time comes, or perhaps you have a child who is struggling with the approach you or the school has taken, then Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books is for you. You can purchase the book directly from our website at teachachildtoread.net. You can also download Chapter 5 for free when you sign up for our newsletter. Take some time to read the other reviews and testimonials on our website before you purchase, and I believe you will find that Teach a Child to Read with Children's Books will meet all your reading needs. Thanks again, Melanie, for allowing me to share with your listeners.
Now for this week's topic, how to make decisions about the best curriculum for your family. My guest this week is Amy Michaels. Amy helps kids enjoy learning with brain-based learning activities. She shares fun and easy ways for moms to enrich a homeschool education. You can find her books, e-courses, and leveled thinking activities on thrivehomeschooling.com. Amy, I am so excited that you are taking the time to chat with me today about how my listeners can choose the right homeschool curriculum. But I am hoping that you can start us off by telling us more about you and your family.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm super excited to share about this topic, and it actually is full circle as to why I started homeschooling. So this is a perfect question there to start off the interview. When I first started homeschooling, I walked into the teacher supply store and I just thought, okay, I'm just going to go pick up some curriculum for my kindergartner. And I walked out of there an hour later with a migraine. I gave myself a migraine. I was so overwhelmed. And I very foolishly went in that store thinking that I knew what I was doing because I have a teaching background. And no, it was so overwhelming. There were too many choices. I had no system in place to figure out what was important because I was new, right? I mean, you figure it out as you go. In the first year usually or so. And so after I figured out what I was doing and I found the rhythm and I found our happy place in our homeschooling, I was like, I need to help other homeschoolers. And so that's kind of what started my whole website, Thrive Homeschooling. But I knew that I wanted to homeschool my daughter a certain way that met her needs. And that God created her to be a unique individual with strengths and weaknesses, and that it was my job to make sure that that was honored in her education. So that's kind of what fueled why I homeschool, as well as why I started thrivehomeschooling.com.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, I certainly know a lot of us struggle when it comes to homeschooling curriculum. And as we are visiting, it's the time of year when homeschoolers are making those kinds of decisions. I know one of the issues that we have is worrying that we are not going to cover everything that we need to cover for our child's grade level, maybe for the future. Maybe we are planning on sending our child to school later on. And so we think, oh no, you know, what am I going to use that is going to meet my child's needs? So what can you tell us about that?
Well, I love speaking about this topic because you're exactly right. I hear it everywhere on Facebook threads, on blog posts. People worry about trying to cover it all, or what if they leave a big gap in their child's education? One of the coolest things that I love to share with people is that you can't cover it all, because let me say, public school doesn't cover it all. Private school doesn't cover it all. Even if you went to get a master's degree or a doctoral degree from Harvard or Yale, they still don't cover it all. But yet when we homeschool, we suddenly put that expectation on ourselves, it's not realistic. And our child would have zero fun if we tried to cram it all into their head, right? And so we want to encourage and make sure that we understand for ourselves that homeschooling is about helping kids love learning and how to teach them to continue to learn. And what I love sharing about this topic is that you can't cover it all because you're not supposed to. But what you can do is give your kids a safety net in homeschooling. And what I mean by that is teaching your children how to think and how to ask good questions, how to evaluate if they have a reliable resource of information, and then how to communicate that, how to communicate their findings, their questions, both in spoken language as well as written language. Because if we have a gap, if there's something we don't know, and we find that in adulthood all the time, but if we have these gaps, we need to know how to find the answers, how to find good information, and then how to communicate that. And so to me, that's the safety net to covering it all, is to teach our kids how to think, how to evaluate, and how to communicate.
Okay, well, that's very reassuring, and I happen to agree with you because I've seen kids go to college, and you know, those kids who take college courses have a variety of backgrounds in, you know, courses that they've taken. So of course we can't cover it all, but we can definitely prepare our kids for learning in the future. So I love that. Okay. So when we are looking at a curriculum, since you are the author of the book, How to Choose the Right Homeschool Curriculum, what should we be looking for in the quote-unquote right curriculum?
Well, I love this question because, and I wish I could just say, okay, here's an easy checklist. But the thing is that what is a right curriculum for your child may be different from your best homeschool friend's child. So what you should be looking for in a right curriculum is what are the factors of that curriculum that are right for your child. And it sounds really obvious, but when you get in, you know, you go to homeschool conventions or you go to the aisle of the, you know, the curriculum aisle of the teacher supply store and you start looking, it's so easy to get distracted and be like, oh, well, I like this and oh, this would be fun. And then before you know it, like I was telling you in the beginning of this talk here about my migraine, you overwhelm yourself. It's so easy. The reason why there are so many different curriculum options out there is because each of us has such a unique set of needs and learning styles and skills. And so curriculum authors are trying to meet as many of those as they can with their products. And because there's so many combinations of the right curriculum, you have a lot of options. So I think of it like this. When we are looking for the right curriculum, it's kind of like we're comparing apples to oranges, okay? Because none of them are exactly the same. And that's wonderful, but that's also can be something that, you know, can be paralyzing when you're trying to make a decision here. So when you're evaluating if you want an apple or an orange for a snack, literally, let's evaluate apples and oranges. Okay, they're both sweet. They both have their own peel. But if you're going to share this snack, then you might want to say, okay, let's go for an orange because it's easier to take apart and share, especially if you don't have, like if you're out and you don't have a knife to cut it into pieces. But if it's something that you don't want it to be super drippy and sticky, then you want to go for the apple, right? So by identifying what is important to your family in a curriculum, then you can evaluate curriculum. And then you can say, this is a right curriculum for me right now or not. And I'll expand that a little further by saying that even within your child may have a different criteria for learning in one subject versus another. My daughter versus math. And then with my second daughter, it's flipped. So I have to, if I use the same material to save money, I have to repurpose it in a new way for each child. And I can do that because I know what factors of each curriculum are important for each child in each subject. And once we outline that, it becomes very easy to compare apples to oranges.
That is really good, because I think we know that intuitively, that what we are looking for is going to depend on our kids and our family and a variety of factors, but there's just so much that we just get overwhelmed and shut down. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that is a really good point, and I know you're going to help us kind of delineate what those factors are so that we can get rid of that migraine right away, right?
Exactly. Okay. Nobody needs a curriculum migraine.
That's right. Okay, so in your book, you point out that there are three types of curriculum that aren't related to homeschooling style. So by style, we mean, you know, Charlotte Mason, are you an unschooler? Are you a classical homeschooler? So it's not related to that, but instead they are related to brain engagement. Can you talk with us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I love talking about brain engagement because it is a really important factor that everybody needs to consider about choosing the right homeschool curriculum, but it's something that we don't often think about first. And when we talk about levels of brain engagement, it really has to do with the amount of thinking that is required of the learner. So when you are teaching your child, and I'm going to pick on my own little 20-month-old, she's learning her colors right now. So right now we are pointing out, this is blue, this is blue, this is blue, and she's saying blue or signing blue. And so we're like just repetitive over and over and over and over again until it sticks in her brain. So she's not doing a lot of evaluating. She's just identifying, and that's kind of a low level of brain skill, but you have to start somewhere, of course. And so that's where we start. But once kids have the basic understanding for them to really remember it, then we have to engage the brain on a little bit higher level. And so when we do that, they start doing some comparing and contrasting and describing. And so as she gets older, then we'll talk to her about different shades of blue, for example. You know, there's navy, there's turquoise. And she will start to understand that these are still blues, but there's some variety. And once we get kids to that point where they're having some analytical thinking happening, and then it's a little bit deeper, the brain actually develops neurons to connect that knowledge and help us to sustain that knowledge over time. And so when we stay in the low level of just like memorizing math facts over and over and over and over again, once we either have to do it for a tremendous amount of time, which makes your homeschool day very long. And in my house, that would equate very dull, because my kids don't like that kind of stuff. Then we extend that day. But if we can get them into more applying the knowledge into real life situations, then the brain's going to remember, and they actually need shorter practice times. And so when we are evaluating curriculum, we have to think about, is our kid operating at a novice level where we just need that basic introduction? Or do they have that down and we're ready to start looking for activities that have them apply that knowledge a little bit more, so that they're going to remember it, and then we can move on to something else because they don't need to just keep doing the flashcards over and over and over again. And then if you have a child who is gifted or shows an area of strength, then they can take they need the type of curriculum and take their knowledge to the highest level, which is a brain engagement specifically, which is more where they are doing, they're teaching others, they're designing products, they're creating a solution to a problem using that knowledge. And I'd like to tell parents that it's our goal to get children to the mid-level of brain engagement for their knowledge, but I don't push my kids to get to the highest level in every single, you know, area of knowledge, because that's not their area of strength. But when we get them to the mid-level, then we can quit the repetitive kind of mundane work. And I found that it shortens our school day so much if I can get us to that mid-level as quickly as possible.
That's very good. And I think this speaks to an issue that many parents of gifted children have, which is they're so afraid that their student won't be challenged, that their student will be bored. And I think this is a great rubric, if you will, for thinking about how to evaluate curriculum or projects that you might have your student doing. I remember my oldest son complaining that Sunday school was just about Bible stories. And he'd already heard the Bible stories. Mm-hmm. You know, he was ready for application of what he was learning in Scripture. So that's wonderful. Okay, well, we know that we have curriculum options for a wide variety of teaching styles and skills and formats. So how do we know which one is right for our family?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked that question, because in the book, it was important to me that this was just not a read it and forget it book. And so because my teaching style is, I want people to start applying what I'm teaching them. That's what I'm telling them to do in the book, right, for their own children. The book actually has 12 action sheets that ask questions where the readers of the book can start implementing the knowledge. And so I'm trying to lead by example with the format of this book. And so when you ask the question, there's a specific rubric in there where people can think about what is important to their family, and they can start writing down those factors in the list. And then I have a rating out to the side. And so when they're looking at a curriculum, they can specifically evaluate each curriculum on each of those factors. And there are other factors that don't have to do with our children. There are factors, for example, about our time. I mean, that is something that we all are always concerned about, is how much time is this curriculum going to take to prep? How much time is it going to take to teach? You know, how much time is it going to take to prepare materials or to buy supplies to implement the curriculum? And so there, even though it is about the children, we also have to be realistic about what we can manage as homeschooling moms, because most of us are very busy. We're running a household. In addition to homeschooling, we have extracurricular activities. And so when we start evaluating curriculum, we need to look at more than just what is available in the curriculum itself and look at our lifestyle. And I like to tell people that just because a curriculum option isn't going to work for you right now, it doesn't mean that it won't work for you in 2 years, because one thing we know for sure is our kids' needs change over time, right? And seasons of life change. Right now, because we have a young baby, or, you know, toddler now, she's growing up on me, but, you know, our homeschooling looks totally different than it did 2 years ago, when I had a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old. And so we have to adjust as the things in our life require our dynamic of our home to shift. And so when we're evaluating curriculum, it's just so nice to have the action sheets in that book to help you be very concrete about what do I really need to focus on? What is our true priority in this season? And the thing about these action sheets, Melanie, is that you can use them again and again from preschool through college, for every child, for every subject. And once you buy the book, then there's a spot for you to request to have a PDF of those action sheets so that you can have as many copies as you need for your family.
That sounds wonderful. And I so agree with you that we need to consider our unique family situation at this season. There are so many times that I was just sure that I could do 5 hours of teaching with one curriculum in a day. And of course, I can't do that. And it's so important, I think, that we're honest with ourselves about what we can and cannot do. So the forms that you provide in your book are very, very helpful for that. I really, really appreciate that so much. Will you talk about in the book what makes a curriculum great? So not just right this time, but what actually makes it a great curriculum. Can you speak to that for us?
Absolutely. What makes a curriculum great, of course, is going to vary from family to family. But in my opinion, what makes a curriculum great is something that I can manage the time to do, something that engages my child and engages me to teach. For example, I'm gonna use Grammar Galaxy for an example. I hope that's okay.
Sure.
But let's take Grammar Galaxy, for example. It is story-based. So my kids love to read. We're avid readers, and my kids love to be read to, and I love reading to them, okay? So for us to say it's Grammar Galaxy time and pile up on the couch and read a chapter of Grammar Galaxy is a great option for our family, okay? The fact that the skills are embedded in the story and that my kids know that they have to kind of be a detective and start really using those thinking skills that are so important to me for them to learn is another reason why it's a great curriculum, okay? My kids know that this is not just a lackadaisical, let me just kind of halfway listen to the story. They're actively listening to the stories in Grammar Galaxy to learn. They know that there's a learning purpose there. And then when we get out in the mission manuals, which are, for anyone who doesn't know, are the extensions from the story to then taking those skills and applying them in real life situations that my kids relate to, that makes the curriculum great because then they are taking knowledge and relating it to something in real life that they will then use. And so we get that brain engagement to the mid-level instantly with the activities in Grammar Galaxy. And so to me, that makes a curriculum great. The fact that we can do a complete lesson from start to finish in about 20 minutes also makes curriculum great because I'm chasing a toddler who doesn't sit still for much longer than that, you know? So everybody has got to define what makes a curriculum great for them. Budget is another one we haven't talked about, but it's something that, you know, we all have a definite amount of time and money, right? And so budget and time are some of the top factors that we need to consider. And so Grammar Galaxy, of course, is one that is very affordable for homeschool families to use. And so when you start taking all those factors together, that's what makes a curriculum great for your family.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely agree that when you have to put the factors together, and I love how in your book you have given us these sheets that allow us to not just use the factors that you think make a great curriculum, because I mean, I do agree with you, Amy, but I love how you are directing us to come up with what we think is most important in a curriculum for our family and then create our own rubric for choosing curriculum. That is fantastic. So, you know, in other words, if budget is a huge factor for you, then you can make sure that that is front and center on your forms for choosing curriculum. Right. So one of the things that I wanted to talk more about before we wrap up our time together is getting kids involved in choosing homeschooling curriculum. I know some parents, I think, are uncertain about how much say-so kids should have in choosing curriculum. So can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you that this is something I learned from, it seems like a million years ago, from when I used to teach first grade. I noticed that if I could get the kids to buy into whatever we were studying, then I did not have to act like, what is it, the dancing monkey to try to get their attention, you know, to get them to stay focused and to follow through. And I didn't have to remind them, you know, get busy, finish your work, have you done this assignment, you know. So I'm really big on getting the kids involved for a couple of reasons. One, because I'm joking, but I'm serious too, that, you know, when kids are engaged and they want to complete the activities, they want to use the curriculum, then it's so much easier than me trying to motivate them, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's number one. But also, it's their education. I know that we feel like it's our responsibility as the parent. And yes, I mean, it is. But they, as a lifelong learner, we want them to understand that they have to be an active participant for that learning to happen. And so when we start asking for their opinions, then we do both of the things. They buy into this is part of something that is my education. And then they also, we also get that motivation factor. And so what I've done in the book is I put together a kids rating sheet where it's really simple. And I wanted it to be something that just about any age child could follow. but I want the kids to evaluate curriculum. So if you as a parent, you know, have like two or three curriculum options, give them to your child, take them with you to the store and let them look it over and give you a, and I do like a thumbs up or a sideways thumbs and a thumbs down for the little bitty kids, or smiley face, straight face, sad face. Have the kids rate the curriculum based on their opinion. And you can tell them, you don't get to choose, but I your opinions and your thoughts are important to me. When we do this, we're engaging the child's brain to start evaluating, which is a higher level thinking skill. And it really helps the children to understand that life is full of decisions and that there's not always the perfect solution, right? That's a hard lesson, but that's real life that kids need to understand. And so we can help them understand this is the best option that we can find right now. And if they're adamant that they really want to do another curriculum, then you can say, okay, we're going to complete this first one and we're going to rebudget. And then if you do well with this one, then you'll be ready for the other one or whatever works for your family. But I want kids to understand that, you know, curriculum is just a tool. It's just one way that we can learn. And when we're going to use this tool, we want to be an active participant in it because that's the best use of our time and resources, you know, money and time. It also helps kids to be responsible, and it helps them to understand that we're not limited just to this, that there are other options. And I just love kids being involved in that process, because when they feel good about the curriculum that we're using, then it's so much easier to teach an excited, eager child than one who is dragging and delaying and struggling through a curriculum, right?
Mm-hmm. And depending on your child's personality, getting your child's input on curriculum choices can be very, very important. Kids who have more of a choleric personality type, that would be essential for them.
Right.
So I love that. And Amy, I know that you have created a special freebie for my listeners. Can you tell us what that is?
Absolutely. So if your readers would like to get their child involved right away, then they can head over to thrivehomeschooling.com. And I believe it's /kids. What is it? Kids rating sheet, I think is how it is. The link is, I'll make sure I get it to you for the show notes.
Right. It'll be in the show notes.
Yes. And so, but I have that link where you can download that freebie so that your child can start evaluating curriculum right away. And the other thing that we haven't talked about that you can use all of these rating sheets as well as the child's rating sheet is, you can evaluate what you already have that you haven't used, that's sitting on the shelf. And you can use that as, okay, this is, you know, it rated low in these areas, so I don't want to repeat and buy other curriculum that has, you know, this particular rating in a factor that didn't work for us. Or it may be that if your child evaluates this curriculum, they may suddenly love it. You know, you tried it 6 months ago and it was a flop. And then 6 months down the road, once they're evaluating and they feel that empowerment of having some say, they're like, oh, wait, I love this now, you know? And so I love that the rating sheets that are included in the book, including the one for kids that is the freebie that you just mentioned, that we can use it both for existing curriculum and then potential purchases. And so I would love to share that with your readers. And so they can just send me, fill out the form, and I'll email it to them right away.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, Amy, this has been so helpful. And I am going to include, of course, a link to your website, thrivehomeschooling.com, a specific link where our listeners can get that particular freebie and they can start evaluating the curriculum that they own or that they might like to buy. And then, of course, I'm going to provide them with a link to purchasing How to Choose the Right Homeschool Curriculum.
Amy has graciously agreed to give my listeners 10% off the book with code SANITY. Find the link to it and to our sponsor, Teach a Child to Read, in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/choosecurriculum. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.